It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Talk Utah Jazz.
Oh, Donovan!
This is your Jazz at 30 update.
Ring the 30-point bell. Jazz at 30 update right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Trent Forrest praised his teammates that suited up against the Suns last night with a thin roster.
Just got to be locked into the game plan. And I feel like we have a lot of smart guys in our, just the organization in general. So playing with each other was pretty easy. Everybody was kind of locked in from the start of the game plan to the end. Just had a few breakdowns there at the end. But other than that, I feel like that's what kind of kept us together in the game for the most part.
Jazz at 30 update brought to you by Five Star Painting. Refresh the inside or outside of your home with a five-star experience with Five Star Painting. We've got the time, skills, and tools. FiveStarPainting.com. That's FiveStarPainting.com.
Attention. This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. Attention. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's 97.5, 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. So the news just broke in the last 15 minutes or so. Baseball Hall of Fame, the ballots were released today, and you've got to get 75% of the vote from the Baseball Writers Association to be able to be voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame there in Cooperstown. And only one makes it on, and frankly, there are a lot of people, and he's right on the edge there, too. David Ortiz was 77% of the vote. David Ortiz is your only inductee into the Baseball Hall of Fame this year. It's his first year of eligibility to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame, so he's going to be your only inductee into the Hall of Fame this year. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, the most notable on the list of people who didn't get in, specifically because of the fact that it's their last time on the ballot.
Alex Rodriguez is notable.
He is, but this was his first year eligible. These guys can't be on the ballot anymore. So the only way they're going to be getting
that's it
in
from here on
that's
out.
That's it from here on out for wow. these guys. So I think they can get like the nod from like the old timers thing where they kind of had a recall back to, but the writers can't vote them in. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are not in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and this was their last year on the ballot, and I'm conflicted about it because I watched those guys play all growing up. Their association with PEDs and the era of baseball that we were in, I mean, it was my senior year in high school in 1998 when that battle between Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire was going on.
Yeah. Fun time.
It was
baseball.
Such a cool time, and I remember exactly where I was when that record was broken. I was sitting in Spanish class in high school, and we were watching the thing on TV. Thank you, public education system of the greater Seattle area. We're watching this thing happen, and he hits it over, and I was just blown away. I couldn't believe how fun that entire summer was of baseball. It was the most exciting, and of course, it came with a massive asterisk on it. And David Ortiz gets in. He's a name that has been associated with PEDs as well. His is different, though, Scott. I'm not sure how, but I want your thoughts on Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, guys who are no-brainer slam dunks normally to get in, and even A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez at 34% isn't even close, and he kind of mimics a lot of what you're seeing with guys like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, who their name came up so many times. And then there was the part of the denial part, too, that kind of gets people. That's like an extra strike, right? And A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez is 34% on his first year on the ballot. He is a slam dunk Hall of Fame guy normally, but because of his association with the performance enhancing drugs and what the baseball writers want to do, I'm looking at today this story about how it's a shame with these guys if they're not able to get into the Hall of Fame because it should represent the totality of what they brought to the game, but the totality was totally ruined by the association with performance enhancing drugs.
So you want me to send this conversation off the rails?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Like right now?
Yeah.
I think you'll be totally shocked by what I'm about to say.
Let me hear it.
Here's the problem. Well, you have these great players, and I think the question mark is, well, how great would they have been had they just been like everyone else? And they probably still would have been great. Maybe not had the numbers. Who knows? Maybe the duration of their careers. Mm-hmm. You just don't ever know. But were they really the only ones? Or were they just the ones who were actually caught? And then you have these athletes and you go, well, okay, they feel this pressure because they probably know other people are doing that. Like in my era, I knew a lot of guys that were doing stuff like this. And they knew it was illegal. And I don't know that the professional leagues really cared all that much. Because you knew when you were going to get tested. You knew how to beat the system. And I think that was probably the same thing in baseball. I mean, they have these rules, but they don't, you know, they don't for years start testing people. I mean, it's a weird thing. It's like they kind of turned an eye to it for a long period of time. I'm saying the Major League Baseball and really the NFL.
When you say you knew guys who did it, like, did you watch guys who?
I knew everyone who did. Everyone did it. Like, come on.
Human growth hormone.
Whatever. Like, it's anything you can do to gain an advantage. And so the perception was, well, if I'm going to compete, if I'm going to be here, I got to do it. And whether that was the right perception or not, that's the pressure people felt.
Yeah.
And when you're an athlete, you're like, you know, I'll do anything to succeed at this.
Or to stay in this game. That's one we've heard a lot.
Yeah, of course. And I can't imagine the pressure to that, right? But this isn't what's going to derail the conversation. This is what's going to derail the conversation. You have Major League Baseball who said, you know what? We're making a statement here. These guys that cheated in any form, they're not getting in. That's how much that means to it. You're going to be banned, right? Lance Armstrong. I mean, fall from grace, terrible. Okay? So in our world today, the perception is if you have a competitive advantage by you know some kind of enhancement of the biology of your body, that's not acceptable. And so you have these swimmers who are biologically a male and they perform as a female, and if you want to be transgender, you want to do all that stuff, I don't care. But that is the same. In my mind, it's the same thing. You have a competitive advantage. You just do. And it's just not fair. I just don't think it's fair. And I think there's been a precedent set that says biologically, if you're different, if you're enhanced by how you are, then you have a competitive advantage. And no one wants to see that.
Then the bar is different. And it's one thing to be born with an insane amount of talent. That right. These guys have already been blessed with. You were talking about during your time at Baltimore,
Brady Anderson
who showed up.
Who couldn't hit 30 home runs his whole entire career.
He was a leadoff guy. He was hitting he was hitting 17,
he was
20 home runs.
Punch and Judy hitter, you know.
Suddenly he's
slap batting, singles everywhere.
Suddenly he's batting cleanup and he's hitting 50 home runs. And everyone went,
I don't think everyone did that. Well, I think they ultimately
after everything it was.
Well, what I found, he came to the Ravens facility
when I was with
the Baltimore Ravens, and all he wanted to talk about was how guys worked out. He was fascinated. He was just like, "What do you guys do? How do you work out? And at the time, I thought, well, that's just really odd. You know, that's not a conversation I think I would have going to kind of crossing over to another sport. And then later it came out and I was like, oh, okay, it makes sense. I see why, you know, he was so fascinated and so interested in that. How can I get bigger and stronger, and what do I got to do?
Were you ever approached by somebody to, like, hey, man, this is available to you?
I had to dial it back. I wasn't trying to dial it up. Like I wasn't trying to get bigger or stronger. I was trying to, like, not gain weight. I mean, really. I mean, that, and I'd get drug tested probably about 8 times a year. About
HGH is how people got away with it, because it wouldn't show up in the regular screenings.
I have no idea. I mean,
I'm not asking if you did it, because
I'd tell you if I did it. At this point in my life, I'd tell you.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
No. But I was like, how do I lose weight? I'm not trying to get bigger. I'm not trying to get stronger. I'm trying to get skinnier. And I even asked the testing guy that. He goes, oh, you'd be surprised how many quarterbacks
are in that same boat.
They're trying, yeah.
Oh, they're trying to use the
steroids. No, they're trying, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, it's pretty much at every position.
Yeah, when you're 6'6 and 240, nobody's going, I got to get my muscles bigger.
No.
Because then they're going, Scott, we're going to convert you over to D-end.
Right. Yeah. Which wouldn't be all bad.
Oh, come on, quarterback to defensive end, that'd be the weirdest Taysom Hill type utility knife situation ever. So there it is. David Ortiz in the Baseball Hall of Fame as of today, as of just a few minutes ago. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens on their final time on the ballot, eligibility-wise, for them to be voted in. A committee at some point can put them into the Hall of Fame, but you might see that well after their lifetime. I mean, but yeah, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens both short on their last attempt to get into the Hall. Alex Rodriguez, another big name associated with PEDs, also at 34% on his first time around. David Ortiz and Alex Rodriguez, if you were to ask me which guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, it's by far, it's A-Rod. I mean, I grew up a Seattle kid, right? And so I when he came to the Mariners, man, we couldn't believe how amazing this guy was. And be able to have him and Junior on the same team was like, the prospect was insane. But now, again, A-Rod and what his history has been associated with the performance enhancing drugs. There you go. So David Ortiz is going to be the only member of the Baseball Hall of Fame inducted this year. We'll come back. We've got more to go on the program. And when we return, we've got ourselves a It Sucks to Be You. Our famous segment, Sucks to Be You. Scott's going to roll out. He said he has a special song for this. I don't know what that means, but we'll do it next. Stay right here with us. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 1280 The Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.